Now, there's something else that we're going to find here that makes this a remarkable prophecy. Not only was he the first riding prophet to look down through the centuries and see the day of the Lord coming. I don't think that he saw the church at all. I don't think that he includes that at all. And the other prophets didn't either. And when the Lord Jesus went yonder to the top of the mountain, these men who were schooled in the Old Testament came and said, "What is the sign of the end of the age?" Our Lord didn't mention his cross to them at that time. He didn't tell them about the coming of the Holy Spirit at that time. He didn't tell them about the church period that was coming. He didn't even mention the rapture to them. And in the Olivet Discourse, that has no rapture in it at all. He went way down to the beginning of the day of the Lord, and he dated it. But it's not on your calendar or mine, but it'll be for the people that'll be there when the day of the Lord begins. And it begins like this. This is the way he identified. When you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, then you'll know that's the beginning of the day of the Lord. And Joel will make it clear to us that it begins with night. It begins as a time of trouble. And after all, the Hebrew day always began at sunset. My day begins in the morning. The Hebrew day, the evening and the morning were the first day, God says. He begins at sundown. We begin at sunup. Some of us don't get up till the sun's been up quite a while. But the point is that the day of the Lord begins like that. Now, that makes it important. But there's something that's remarkable here. Did you know that Joel, he's not like Hosea that we saw in the last prophet that we studied. He says practically nothing about himself. And we know practically nothing about it. Why, Hosea, we even found out about the scandal that went on in his home, that he had an unfaithful wife. But I don't know whether Joel had an unfaithful wife or not. Don't even know whether the man was married or not. All I know is this. The first verse gives us all that we ought to know. The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Bethuel. And he does not condemn Israel for idolatry. I don't think at this particular time idolatry was the great sin here at the very beginning. He'll only mention one sin that the other prophets mentioned. His is altogether different. And he begins with a description of a literal plague of locusts. And then he uses that plague of locusts to compare with the future judgments that are coming upon this earth. And this first chapter is a dramatic and literary gem. In literature, you'd find nothing that's quite like this. It is a remarkable passage of Scripture. Now, there's something else here that's very controversial, even today. And I'm sorry, I had to step in on the toes of some of my Pentecostal friends, and I rejoice that we agree on so much that the little we disagree on, that we ought not to cause that to divide us, and I hope it won't. But we have here in Joel again, and I never get around to these very often, and maybe some of you very fine Pentecostal preachers who listen to the program, and you tell me that you do, you write me lovely letters, maybe you want to warn your people now not to listen to this poor preacher here in Joel, because this is the prophet who mentioned the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, which was referred to by Peter on the day of Pentecost. And there's a difference of interpretation of the pouring out of the Holy Spirit. So we're going to be looking at that when we get to it. And I'm going through the Bible, and as many of you know, I face every issue when we meet it head on, and I give what I believe is the interpretation. I could be wrong. I found out I was wrong one time, you remember, not long ago. And so I could be wrong, but I'm going to tell you what I believe that the Word of God means. And as one man wrote, he says, "I disagree with you violently." He's a Pentecostal preacher on the second chapter of Acts and on 1 Corinthians 12, 13, and 14. But he said to me, he says, "I want to say this. although I disagree with you violently there, I sure agree with you on the rest of the Bible. And I want to say that long as we can agree on so much, we don't have to touch down on all four corners. There's bound to be some disagreement, and I could be wrong, but friends, don't think I am. So we'll begin Joel. Now let me move down a little farther here and give just a brief outline of it today. We have in chapter 1 through the first 14 verses a literal and local plague of locusts. Not only is it literal, but it was a local one, not one down in Egypt. And then the second division is looking to the day of the Lord, and he gives us the prelude to it. And that is chapter 1, verse 15, through chapter 2. And then looking at the day of the Lord, postlude. The other was a prelude to it. Now the postlude, looking back. And that's chapter 3.